Welcome aboard. All right, we have been following the story of the violence in Chicago over the summer after the civil unrest and all that. And I know I don't want to bring anybody down on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. So we have a lot of fun stuff to get to later on in the program. But this is serious. This is about our town. This is about Chicago. And this is a moment I'd like to address because it goes back to the shooting 2 days ago on Oak Street of a rapper who apparently was also a known gang figure who had enemies in an opposing gang. And his music represented his conflict with the other gang. And now there appears to be a growing, at least online, threat of a gang war based on the death of the guy who died on Oak Street. So, Jamal Green is an activist in Chicago, an anti-gang activist, and a guy who's been a civil rights organizer. He is, you're out right on the front lines, Jamal. And yep. I know that people come to you and ask you questions. You've been on the show before. I appreciate the time you spend with us. You put up on Facebook something that was very, very, I saw it when it came up, and I wonder what it means. You posted yesterday, if you live in or near Parkway Gardens, 64 through 66 King Drive, please stay in the house, keep your kids inside until further notice. It's not worth it. Please just listen. Hashtag pray for our city. What does that mean?
Well, what it meant was that, you know, we knew that there was going to be some form of, retaliation from, there's been some public beefing and things of that sort. And there's a lot of kids that have been caught in the crossfires, and we just wanted to make sure that people were in the know that certain areas are going to be hot after this, and to just stay safe, be aware, and pay attention to your kids.
Jamal, how do you know what areas are going to be hot? Is it all social media traffic? Are you hearing people on the street? How do you get the sense?
Well, territories that they're usually from, as far as other rival groups, you know, they frequent and promote certain areas. So his biggest rival who died, FBG Duck's biggest rival, was from that area on 64th and 66th. Through 66. So, you know, you look at the area that they will usually look at, and that's kind of how you determine what's going to be a hot spot.
Right. It's often said in the city that 80% of the shootings take place on 8% of the blocks, and I think that's expanding now, unfortunately, for all of us, right?
But definitely. But
that's
it's spilling everywhere.
It is, and I think that's exactly the point. And let's talk a little bit about, and I know you've watched this particular story play out, FBG Duck was on a live stream of some sort talking about where he was. It is not true. Okay, tell me what you know about this.
So that is not true. I think the mayor had her facts wrong yesterday, and I think that essentially what happens is he was called, I guess, in the wrong place at the wrong time, or he was possibly followed, or it was a tip of some sort. These crews been beefing for several years, and so there's no actual pinpoint on how they targeted him that day.
Is it a circumstance where he's out of the car, and so it's easier to get him when he's out of the car as opposed to in the car? I mean, this is the
right.
Crazy piece of all of this. So this goes back. I mean, listen, we've been dealing with this in Chicago for well over 100 years, right?
Yes.
We've had gang wars between the Italians within the Italians, between the Irish and the Italians and all that. I mean, it's been going on forever and ever and ever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it doesn't seem... It seems to be, and I want to get to this on the other side. If you just hold on for me for a second, Jamal, I get the sense that there's a bit of romance for some of these young men, especially, to be a part of this. And what I, in reading a story about this today, and you're quoted in it, there isn't a sense of life or death. It feels surreal, almost, when you read it. It must be for them as well. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. Hold on one second. We're talking to Jamal Green, who is a community activist here in Chicago, and his specialty, obviously, is dealing with situations like what we're dealing with right now, gang violence. In the meantime, Mary Van Velde's got the WGN traffic and weather. Once again, Chicago's made national and international headlines with the death of a rapper here in Chicago on Tuesday afternoon. Broad daylight, Oak Street, fancy shopping district, downtown Chicago. It's gotten a lot of people's attention. We have been talking about these issues of violence in the city, well, and this particular program for almost as long as this program has existed, but certainly this summer has been a particularly hot summer for violence in Chicago. And you know, in any given moment, I think right now I show 16 shot yesterday. That number, when that gets printed in the morning, that generally goes up because they find that people self-reported to hospitals and other places after having been shot. And we're at about 20 a day, which is a pretty ridiculous number. And Jamal Green is with us, who's a community activist who handles deals with these issues inside the community and also tries to express to those outside the community who don't exactly understand it what's going on so that we get a better idea. Because this is our city. This is our area. This is our town. Whether you live in the city or the suburbs, this impacts our quality of life, our property values, everything,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. So couple things I want to see if I can understand through you. One, the idea right before the break I brought up about kids not really understanding what is at stake here because these kids, sometimes, you know, 12, 14 years old, they're so hard. And do they really understand they're going to die? And do they know what that means?
Yeah. A lot of them do. And the reality is what do we give them to live for? You know, what are we providing for them? What village do we give them? And at the end of the day, when we talk about them fantasizing over rap and hip-hop or gang culture or whatever culture people always say, you know, what other culture have they been given? These are kids who are coming from broken households. When they go into the schools kick them out so they don't have anybody there to talk to. So when they go to the streets, they go and meet other people that are just like them, that are poor, that don't have nobody, that may not have parents or may be homeless, and they go live with them. And this is how things are created. So what have we given them? We have failed them as community, as in our communities and our leadership in this city, to only give them an option to go and fantasize about a culture that can get them killed. We got to do better with giving them opportunities to be firefighters, be lawyers, be doctors. What programs are we going to spend money on? We spent $50 million in overtime on police in June, $50 million. Mm-hmm. But we don't have a mental health facility, a community center, youth programming, counselors, nothing in these neighborhoods. Our priorities are messed up.
Well, and that may well be true. And I understand that the defund the police idea is a good headline. It's impractical to do one versus the other. You have to kind of do both. You can't lose policing because there are people that need to get, there are bad people out there. You know this as well as anybody, Jamal. There are people that need to be locked up. And and when they shoot at somebody, they need to be locked up and stay locked up until the court date and until whatever adjudication there is.
Right.
That's for sure. That keeps the streets safer. And we can see this summer, whether it's COVID or social justice or any of those things, we don't know. But we know that the water level at Cook County Jail is very low in terms of number of inmates. And the streets are more dangerous than they have been in years. So it may be equatable, may not be. But
no,
I will tell you that.
Well, I don't think so. But
okay. Well, tell me why you don't think so.
Well, I don't think that we can say, since there are not enough inmates in jail, that the streets are hotter. You know, the reality of the situation is, are we going to keep band-aiding the situation? Okay, police don't do anything to prevent crime in the city. Let's make that, let's understand that one fact, that we spend over $2 billion. We're going to be spending over $2 billion this year on police, and they haven't prevented one killing on the streets. They react to crime.
Right.
And prisons don't correct anybody. So you can put people in jail, but they don't correct anybody. They call the Illinois Department of Corrections, but they're not correcting anybody. So they put them right back out in the streets. They go right back to that same lifestyle. So we have to understand, if we don't invest in people, then people will never be better.
But
we don't make people live out their potential.
Two things I want to say to that. First of all, yes, police react. They can't prevent. That is true. Right outside that funeral 2 weeks ago, when 15 people got shot, there was a police car down the block from that, and nobody cared. And there were police on foot on Oak Street on Tuesday. These young men see a different world. They are in a tunnel. And it's almost spooky, really, when you think about it, because they see their world as this, and it's not because of video games, but it's equatable
right.
to what the experience of a video game is. They seem disassociated from the reality of what is happening around them, and they don't care.
And this is their reality.
Right.
No, this is their reality. So what other reality could we give them? How do we make sure that the next generation of kids that are growing up, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, that we make sure that we are interrupting the cycle of poverty, mental, all these different problems that they go through, so that they don't get older and want to get into this reality that a lot of the young adults in these communities are in. We got to do better training up the next generation so that we can prevent crime for the next generation.
Jamal, I want to ask you this question. We're talking to Jamal Green, community activist, about the music. This has been an argument for 30 years now about whether the music causes this or is a reflection of it. And from FBG Duck, the guy that got killed on Oak Street on Tuesday, he had a song called Dead Bitches. And it's being credited as one of the reasons that he was targeted, because it does explicitly refer to people from the rival gang that have been killed.
Right.
And in one of the choruses, he talks about unfortunately I can't say any of this on the radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he is saying that, you know, our guys are tough, you guys are bitches, and I'm glad you're all dead, essentially, is what the point of this is.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And in the video for this, which is shot in the living room, and there have to be, I don't know, a dozen guys in the living room, and ranging in age. I mean, you got teenagers for sure, to guys who look like they may be in their 30s, and they're all brandishing weapons, and they're all brandishing weapons that are high caliber, high capacity, waving them at the camera as this song is playing.
Right.
Now, and it's basically saying, hey, our guns are bigger than yours. We are going to kill you. You guys are, you know, bitches. We're men.
Right.
I mean, explain how does that actually impact in all this?
Well, listen, the reality is that, you know, over the years, after depriving these communities of everything, we have these white execs and white radio stations who put money into this type of culture because they understand what the effects are going to be down the line. Okay, we have to hold accountable those labels, these radio stations and things of that sort, who glorify it, because these you talking about songs that get millions of views, all right? And these songs get promoted by all of these different music companies. So at the end of the day, we know that this has been the case for many, many years now, is that the kids that come up and they have nothing, they get to talk about how bad their lives are and talk about a rival block, and they get to get signed and get money. That's the only way out of the hood. And the only way out of the hood is to go and do a rap song and diss people so that you can get a million views and get paid, instead of go to school or get a career or open up a business. So this is the only reality for them. This is what's paid into, is this is the only way to make it out the hood. So, yes, they're doing it. And, yes, their culture is thriving in these communities.
You know, the big radio companies won't play this stuff. But this particular kind of stuff.
Oh, many of them do, and they just bleep the curse words. Many
I mean, this particular song would be very hard to get away with. But I guess the strange and Chicago kind of story about what happened here on Tuesday is this guy who was starting to get out. He was making money, starting to get out of the neighborhood.
Just getting some money up. Mm-hmm.
Spending the money on the richest street in Chicago. And yet that richest, safe street in Chicago is a street in Chicago that he got gunned down on.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. So these kids. So the message to these kids is, it doesn't matter if I can get out. You can't get out if that's the culture in which the gang culture is the culture in which you are still operating.
Yeah, but that's why a lot of them move. The reality is all of the top, quote-unquote, heads of the cliques that are famous in rap in the city of Chicago, they all don't live here anymore. That's the reality. Chief Keef ain't been here in maybe 4 or 5 years, and he is the one who created drill and the rap that opened up the door for a lot of them. So a lot of them make the money, they get that deal, and they move. This is the only way out of Chicago. We gotta really understand that and understand why is this the only future that these kids see. And we gotta operate based on that as we move forward.
Doug
was getting some money. He was going to move, but he didn't have enough money to really move the way that he wanted to move. All right. And so he stayed in Chicago. But the reality is if he would have got enough money, he would have left the city just as all of the other rappers do.
All right. Well, it's as intractable as it was half an hour ago, but at least we're talking about it. And that's
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Jamal, thank you for your time always. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Jamal Green. All right. Well, there's a little insight into exactly what happened. The video is startling when you see it because it basically is no chance that people aren't going to get killed based on the way that video is produced and what it's trying to do, what it's inducing people, its viewers to do, and what the message it is sending. I mean, there are no surprises here. None. And the fact that they got all those weapons, and it is funny because I think it was Chief Keef that got arrested again because he had a weapon in a video and he had already been on probation for something, and then he got arrested, and that's why they took him into custody, and then he gets out. And I mean, it's a totally separate world than the world that a lot of the rest of Chicago and a lot of the rest of the nation lives in. But it is responsible for a lot, if not most, of the crime in Chicago. Certainly, most of the murders in Chicago. I don't know about the rest of the country, but I can tell you here, it is for sure. And it still needs to be addressed. And I think that we just look the other way. And in part, we look the other way because we don't know the names. We don't understand who the figures are. We don't understand who the people are. And so we go, oh, it's them. It's sort of an opaque, just group of other people. And those are human lives. And those human lives, whether they decide to give up their own life based on their behavior, those other lives cost other innocent human lives in this city and create more despair, sadness, frustration, and screw up the economy all along the way, which is just a never-ending cycle, and we've got to do something to interrupt it.